Blog Talk Radio.
The 999 Stargate is a dimension of conclusions and endings. These are the energies that are stagnating in our life, and they are ready to be concluded. You are listening to Stargate Earth and the 999 Stargate Initialization by Lyra and Atlantis Connection. Now is the time to pass through the portal and allow these energies to dissipate for the arrival of the 1010 Stargate. But first, we have to go through the 999. Therefore, we need to conclude endings that are no longer viable for us. And this has been quite the summer where there's been a lot of cord cutting and a lot of relationship endings. And this Stargate is here to clear all that out, dissipate it. It's done. We're going to clean those energies, and we're going to prepare for the 10-10-10 Stargate, which will be in October. And now, connecting to Lyra and Atlantis. Ah, blessings, Star Flames. It's good to be back here with you again and through our hostess. We had a fun time last time, eh? Doing the 888. That was quite intense, wasn't it? Something you wasn't expecting. No. We are just not here to talk. We are here to work with you. We are here to help you upon your path of your spiritual enlightenment. We are here to represent Lyra and Atlantis and the connection we behold in the different dimensions of time. And as we move through the different dimensions of time, we're moving through the Stargates. And as we're moving through the Stargates, we are working effortlessly through Stargates and preparing for the next, working through the current, preparing for the next. And this is how we are moving so we can stay coherent and on our path together. What's ending? Relationships. Relationships was on the agenda this summer. Jobs. Jobs were also on the agenda this summer. A lot of people were shifting. They were moving to different locations, moving jobs, moving out of relationships, especially those that didn't serve them. It started out grand, but now it went stale. Time to move forward. So without further ado, go ahead and take a deep breath. Breathe it in and exhale it. Take another deep breath and breathe it in. Hold it and exhale it. One more time. Take another deep breath. Inhale it. Exhale it. So take a moment to get settled into your heart space with your breathing. Take your consciousness and drop it straight into your heart. This is your gem. This is your lotus. This is where your flower sits. This is where the flower of a life sits, is the heart chakra. Drop into your heart chakra. See the flower of life spinning. And as it's spinning, a double-sided door. And you walk through that door. And the door closes gently behind you. and you come to sit on a chair with a spotlight flashing on. And all you see is a silhouette of you. You're going to take some time now to connect to the trials of this summer. Let's go to the trials first. Started hot on fire this summer and ended up cold, damp, no longer viable. Was it a work relationship, a personal relationship, a home relationship, a neighborhood relationship, some kind of relationship? How many were there? How many relationships started out hot and ended up nil? We want to go to these and we want to take a look at each of them for a moment. Take a good look. Relationship one, boom, on the wall like a film. There it is. You see it. What is it showing you? The movie you are seeing now is the truth of why that relationship ended. Be grateful for the end. Thank it. Forgive yourself for even going through that relationship. Feel the energy dissipate. This is an internal clearing. Clearings can happen that quick. Snap finger quick. It's here. It's cleared. It moved on. No need to wallow in waves of emotion, puddles of tears, fits of screams. You just wait for it to show itself and then forgive yourself for living that type of life, for being in that relationship, for walking that path. Because once you forgive yourself, because you can only forgive yourself, you cannot forgive anyone else. No one can forgive themselves but themselves. That is where the true release begins. So stay in the spotlight for a while. And watch the image fade away because it's cleared. Ask it what you need to know for this Stargate. What is the specific information you need to know at this time for this Stargate? Ask that film clip to show it to you on the wall. Know you can come back to this room at any time. You want to go through the rest of the 30 days of this Stargate until 10-10. You're more than welcome to come back into this heart space and work on your clearing. Work on your final releases. Let go what needs to be let go of. Because this is by far the path of least resistance. The energies we are clearing out are not only for the 10-10 Stargate, but for the 11-11 and the 12-12 Stargates that are be arriving soon. And as you know, time is going by quicker. These Stargates will happen much faster. The M-Death work that's going to happen with these Stargates needs to be rooted around and cleaned out now. You've carried so much from spring to summer And now here you are in the fall. Time for some fall cleanup. Work for the inner transformations. In the summer, we're always working towards an outer transformation. When we descend into the fall and into the winter, we are working for inner transformations for ourselves. Once we train our inner transformation and transform ourselves, then we can come back and set the transformation for the outer worlds. That's how it works. Because the inner self has to be in sync with the outer self. The inner world has to be in sync with the outer world. This is how it's meant to be. The path of least resistance. Many a times you are told, oh, take the path of least resistance. But you often wonder, well, what is that? Well, what is it? You were just told, take the path of least resistance. The less you have to resist, the better off you will be. You come in, you do your clearing, you go. You continue on. You don't look back. You move forward. Clear it. Let it go. And every time you think about something, you have just that moment just to drop into your heart and open that gate and go clear that. And it can be clear that quick. So you can just move on to your next thing. So you're not left wallowing, deeply rooted emotions. Because these emotions trigger memories. And these memories that come back to us in a flash is like, oh, I haven't thought about that in such a while, or that person. Oh, well, then you get the memory of what happened, the event that happened at that time. You will see that. You will feel that. You will sense that. You will know that. It needs to be released. We no longer sit there and cry it out and grieve over it for days. No, we clear it out quickly. Less than 5 minutes. Less than 2 minutes. You go in, you drop in, you open the gates, you go in. Show me. What is it? I forgive myself for... And you'll feel all that stress and all that energy just rolling right off your body, just like what you felt in the first time you did this exercise. You'll feel that. The work for this Stargate is to clear it out. You need to clear out these endings to make room for the new. We cannot have all these stagnant endings here hanging from the ceiling. And we have to weed our way through every time we walk into the room. They have to go. It's time to go. They need to go. Clear off that ceiling. Clear out all the hanging stuff. Let go. Let it go. So this act of initialization was a small one today, and that's okay, because it is the phasing out, the clearing out of what we need to do. But also, we're here to tell you that we're going to be broadcasting on Monday and Thursday mornings. We would like to do a short 15-minute brief. And they promised it would be humorous, and it's going to make our day, and it's going to refresh our day, and it's going to help us in support of the Stargates. Now, initially, I was only supposed to be doing two of the Stargates and one quarterly activation. Now I'll still do that. And I will host that. But I'm also giving you, my listeners, an opportunity to work with me. And we can take our work deeper into the Stargate. And if you're interested, go ahead and contact me on the link that's below. And we'll talk. because I'm setting up the courses right now for the Lyra and Atlantis connection. And yes, we are still in channel. So remember, if you want to take your work a little deeper, contact me at Ko-Fi. All right. So yes, Monday, Thursday mornings, we're going to be broadcasting some Make Your Morning Style. The next broadcast that's coming up will be September 22nd on the fall equinox. We'll be doing a quarterly activation. So what we'll be doing there is we will be taking you through the quarterly guides, the activation for the next quarter, the energies coming up for the next quarter, how to deal with these energies that are coming up for the next quarter, how you can work along with the transformation you're seeking for the next quarter. So this is a big tie-in. And I don't see any listeners right now. There's no callers. We have listeners, but no callers as of yet. That's okay. Oh, I am willing to take callers when we're done. If you'd like to call in and question and have questions for while we're in channel, Lyra and Atlantis, we're happy to answer your questions. All right. Channel is now saying channel is complete. We do have 11 minutes left, but I think I'm going to go ahead and cut the show down tonight because we are going to be coming in on the September 22nd for an activation, and I think that one's going to run 45 minutes. What I would also like to say is I'm making courses out of these that you can come in and work deeper. You'll be given a PDF, a workbook to work with for these Stargate times. All you have to do is contact me on Ko-Fi. All right, my listeners. Until the 22nd. Lauren Atlantis just signed off. Good night.